One more time, let's take a look at sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turberville, and the sports is brought to you by Awards and More. Nick Folk kicked a 50-yard field goal with 27 seconds left, and that gave the New York Jets a 27-24 comeback win over the Dallas Cowboys in the final game of the NFL's first full Sunday of action. The Cowboys held a 24-10 lead early in the fourth quarter before they fumbled on the goal line. They suffered a blocked punt, and then this happened.
Snap to Romo, first down. Throws it right, intercepted as he miscommunicated with Bryant. Down the left sideline comes Revis. Romo and Bryant weren't running the same play, and Revis just picked it right off with 49 seconds and ran the Jets right down into field goal range.
Yeah, that set up the 50-yard field goal that won it. Afterwards, Romo took full responsibility.
It was a dumb decision, too reactionary. I should have made sure, and that was my fault. And it's just disappointing and frustrating right now because, you know, we win that football game if I don't do what I did. And it's hard to swallow just knowing that, you know, we lost this game because of me tonight.
Earlier in the day, how about the Houston Texans as they win 34-7 over the Indianapolis Colts without Peyton Manning? Yeah, the Texans and the Colts, they traded touchdowns in the second half, but that was after the Texans got a 27-0 lead in the first half. Jacoby Jones, he sparked things with his punt return.
Jacoby Jones tracking forward, makes the catch at the 21, 25, cuts left, 30, 35, has a little room, 40, 45, 50. McAfee chasing the 40, the 30, left sideline, the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Jacoby Jones, rock and roll. Woo! 79 yards.
Matt Schaub threw for 220 yards and a touchdown. Ben Tate rushed for 116 yards and another TD in relief of the injured Arian Foster. Aggie Game Week, it's finally here. Now they'll play 10 straight Saturdays and then a Thursday to complete the regular season after having last weekend off. It was the second straight Saturday that the team really got to watch plenty of college football on TV, and they saw some good games even in the Big 12. Iowa State beats Iowa in three overtimes, 44-41. Texas Longhorns came back from 13-0 down and beat BYU 17-16 in Austin. Kansas scored a TD with 9 seconds left to beat Northern Illinois 45-42. Missouri suffered the Big 12's first loss of the year. They fell 37-30 to a good Arizona State team in Tempe. The Aggies dropped 2 spots in the AP poll and 1 spot in the coaches poll after not playing. A&M is 9th in both polls now after Wisconsin and Oklahoma State both jumped them in the AP. Oklahoma did not play, but they are number one still in the nation for a 100th time in their football history, the first team ever to do that. They're followed by Alabama, LSU, Boise State, and Florida State. Baylor jumped a spot to 19th, and Texas stayed 24th in the AP poll. It was a weekend to remember for the Aggie soccer team. It started on Friday on a down note. They went to Duke and gave up 7 goals and lost 7-2. Then they went to North Carolina at Chapel Hill, number one ranked Tar Heels, and the Aggies win it in overtime, 4-3. Aggie freshman Shea Groom got the winning goal. Megan Strait, Nora Skelton, Amy Coons got the other goals. A&M came back from down 3-1 to get the win, and they go to 4-4 for the year. High school football for the weekend. The Bryan Vikings hold on through a Round Rock McNeil rally late, and they beat the Mavericks 35-28 to go to 2-0. The Rudder Rangers took their first loss as they fell to Navasota 34-7, and the A&M Consolidated Tigers go winless in non-district. They lost a 14-0 lead and then fell to Westlake on the road 39-29. This week, Bryan will play at College Park Thursday night. Rudder is home Friday with CE King. Consolidated has the weekend off. The Aggie volleyball team stayed perfect, 9-0, and they won their third tournament of the young season. They went to Stephen F. Austin and won the Lumberjack Tournament, beating SFA in Northern Illinois. The Aggies are a win away from matching their best start ever as they go to Ann Arbor for the Michigan Invitational this weekend. The Aggie golf team is hosting the Memorial. The second round is teeing off in about 5 minutes. Aggies had a tough day yesterday, 23 over par, 311, and they stand in fifth place after the first round. Auburn is the leader. Katerina Kuzakova had a 74 to lead the Aggies yesterday. There was a shocker in the women's finals of the U.S. Open yesterday. Ninth seed Samantha Stosur won her first Grand Slam singles title by surprising three-time U.S. Open champion Serena Williams 6-2, 6-3. Afterwards, Williams.
Really excited to be here and to have gotten so far and to just get here has been a really great experience for me. So I regret losing, but I think there was nothing I could do today. I think Sam played really, really well.
The men's final is being held today as the U.S. Open because of last week's rain. It matches the top two ranked players in the world, number one Novak Djokovic and number two Rafael Nadal. The Rangers won and the Angels lose, so the Rangers come out of the weekend still with a 2.5-game lead in the American League West. The Astros lost their 97th game of the year. That ties their most losses ever in a season. That's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More at 7:57. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every-